Good evening and welcome to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi for the 9th of Kislev. We begin a brand new Siman Chaf Dalet. The halacha is of if a mistake, an error is found in the Sefer Torah, any other issue that is found in the Sefer Torah. Once again, the beauty of learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is how much ground is covered, even though it's not covered in depth, but the halacha is of so many different things that we learn. They're so important, so practical, and here we go. Sif Aleph, im nimtza b'sefer Torah psul, if an invalidation was discovered in the Sefer Torah, machmas tos, that is the result of an error in its text, and we'll talk about it in more detail. Im hu tos gamer, if it's an absolute error, ein karen boy, we can't read from such a sefer Torah. Utzrichin sefer Torah acher, and the congregation is required to use another sefer Torah. I knew of a story where there was a certain balkari who was an expert balkari, and he found an error in sefer Torah, and because of that, it was in upstate New York. The entire shul left the shul and went to go daven in a nearby shul, and they never let him lane again. Ezeu toz gomor. What is considered an absolute error? Kigoyin shi yaser, for example, if there's an extra letter in the Torah. Oy chaser, or a missing letter in the Torah. Oy nischalif afilu ois achas, or even if only one letter was switched for another. Va'al yedei zen, because of this, mishtana kriya, the reading of the text would be altered. Kimoy soimim, such as the word soimim, and si'oimim was written with an aleph. Si'oimim, which means twins, but instead of writing soimim, it said si'oimim, which is now pronounced differently. Or migrishehen, which is written that way. Instead, they pronounced it migrishehem. I'm not pronouncing it, but it was written, instead of with an endanun, or a nun soifis, it was written with a mem soifis. So again, it's a different pronunciation. Va'afalpin, even though regardless of the spelling, shapir shushava, in both of these cases which he gave, the meaning of the word stays the same. Mikol magm, nevertheless, kevin shakriya in shushava, since the pronunciation is not the same because of the error, have toz gomer, that is considered an absolute error. Again, soyimim se'oimim, migrishehen, migrishehem, they all mean the exact same thing. Soyimim se'oimim, both mean twins. And even so, and the halacha is that that's considered a tos gomer because the pronunciation has changed. This is also the law, and if the error was in such a manner that it could still be read as though it were written properly, but it was written in such a manner that the meaning would be changed through this error. So in this case, it could be read the same way, but the meaning is different. For example, we find in Parshas Truma, Amma v'chetzi rachboy. It says that the Kelim Beis Hamikdash was an Amma v'chetzi rachboy im b'makim rachboy, if instead of the word rachboy, which ends with a vav, and renders the meaning of the word its width, the rachboy, it was such and such wide, nimtza kasav rachba behei, it was written with a hey at the end, which renders the standard meaning of the word as written to be her width. Af al pi, that even though shiachalim likers as habeis b'chalim, the beis could still be pronounced with the chalim vowel, and the word would be read as rachboi, mikol makim, nevertheless, kevin shekasher shehu kasav, since the way it's written, havetos shemishtana haperish, it's an error through which the meaning of the text changes, as usually the word rachba, with a hayat, I mean her width, and not rachboi, its width, have a gamkin toz gomer, that's considered an absolute error. Again, if you have a word spelled reish ches beis hey, that could also be pronounced rachboi. But since it has a hey at the end, it means something different than the word vav. Rachba with a hey, with a mapik hey at the end, means her width as opposed to rachboi, even though technically one could pronounce them both the same. Aval, however, if the error is in such a manner, does not affect the change, whether to the pronunciation, like was the first example, where the pronunciation changed but not the meaning, or and didn't change the text, the meaning of the text, like the second example, which both could be pronounced, they just would be spelled differently and mean something else. For example, but if they didn't have any of these issues, if in a place where Avoisam, Aleph Beis, Vav, Saf, Mem, their fathers should be written, Bevav Acher HaBeis, with a Vav after the Beis, Aleph Beis, Vav, Saf, Mem, Nimtza B'loi Vav, let's say it was spelled without that Vav, Oy V'Hipach, or vice versa, V'chein, it was just missing the Vav. In that case, missing the Vav does not change the the meaning of the word, and nor does it change the pronunciation of the word. Similarly, in a place where the word should be full, yud shimushis, that is with an attendant yud, meaning that the word had a chirik sound, an e or an a sound, and it had a yud afterwards, but it would be pronounced and understood the same if that yud was not there. Without a yud, and it's found without a yud, or it's not supposed to have a yud, and the yud is put in, but again, it doesn't change the meaning and it doesn't change the pronunciation. Or any similar circumstance, we do not take out another sefer Torah. So very interesting halacha. Again, if they're looking inside a sefer Torah, this is another thing that every rav must know. If they're looking inside a sefer Torah, they find a mistake in the sefer Torah. If the mistake changes the pronunciation or the mistake changes the meaning, so then you must get a new sefer Torah. But if it does not change the pronunciation or the meaning, but it's not how the Torah is supposed to be written, you do not have to take out another sefer Torah. And in note 9, it says, in all these instances, the letters that were added or omitted do not affect either the meaning or the pronunciation of the word. Such errors are not considered absolute and do not require the sefer Torah to be replaced during the Torah reading. Lefi, this is so back in the Kitzer. This is so in the above circumstances because she'ein sefer Torah shalanu midiyukim kol kach. Listen to this shocking thing. Because our sefer Torah in general are not sufficiently precise. She'noimer she'acher yeser kosher, that the other sefer Torah will be more valid. Note 10, it says, as they are already reading from the sefer Torah, they're not required to replace it with another because the possibility of the second sefer Torah will have similar invalidations. Shocking. Certainly, though, they should not read from the sefer Torah again before the error is corrected. But since sefer Torah do have errors, but this type of error is not one that would require us to suppose the next sefer Torah will be better. Aval, however, im chasera, if the word was missing, yud shiroshes, a yud that was actually part of the root of the word, not just a yud, which is there for telling us that there is a certain nekuda there, but it could be pronounced even without that. Kigun, for example, Malach Hagar, the Malach said to Hagar, Malach Hagar, al tir'i. What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not. Ksiv tir'i below yud acharatov. If the word tir'i, meaning to fear, for in Lashon Nekeva, was written without a yud after the tav, oi, or al tira avra, or if the word tira in the verse, fear not avra, ksiv tira, was written without the yud, instead of tira tuf yud reish aleph, it was spelled tuf reish aleph. So in that case, shichin lohitzi sefer tera acher, you have to take out another sefer tera, because in this case, you've removed the shayrish of that word, and that's another exception. If you remove the shayrish of the word by removing one of the letters, so then you must get a different sefer tera. So again, three scenarios where you would have to replace the Sefer Torah, instantaneously. One is if the word is pronounced differently, another is if the word means something different, and the third is if a part of the Shirish, the word, is missing. Sif Beis, Nimtza Teva Achas Chaluka. If a word was found divided, Achaneres Kishtaim, so that it looks like two different words, even though it's supposed to be one word, it looks like two separate words. Oish Niskarvu Shtei Tevas, or if two words were written close together, Veneres Kachas, the reverse, they look like one word when they should be looking like two words. And how do you know if it looks like one or two words, litina, to a child? The common sefeos we'll talk about later on. You ask a child to look at it. Oisha nimsa teva yisera. Or if an extra word is found, bainshi teva zara, regardless of whether it is an extraneous word, a strange word that's somewhere in the Torah, she'in kam yakam kal, which has no place here at all, bainshi nichteva teva achas kvula. Or it does have a place here, but it was written twice. Sometimes you find that they write the word twice, and it's hard for our eyes to pick up on something that is written immediately twice in a row. Ayin bekes sefer madur tinim l'shava simen dalad sif katan zayin. We see the sefer kes sefer. Okay, I think which is written by the kes shachan aruch also. V'cheinim nimsa shine. Or similarly, if a deviation is discovered, bitzurais aparshias, in the arrangements of the passages of the sefer Torah, kigun psucha b'makim stuma, such as an open space in a place of a closed space, or yistuma b'makim psucha, or a closed space in the place of an open space. We mentioned earlier, the term parsha means a section in the Torah, not necessarily parshas yisra, parshas mishpatim, but a section in the Torah. And when you have a parsha stuma, it means that there is less room between one section and the next, and parsha psucha means that there is more room between one section and the next. In that case, if you find a deviation in that way, or you have sick parsha, or the break of a passage, where it's unwarranted, this would be a major break. So then, Or there's supposed to be a major break. The Einai, and it's not there. Call Elu Psulim Gemur. And all these are absolute invalidation. And once again, you have to have another Sefer Torah. So again, if there's a word that shouldn't be there, if there's a word that should be there, but it's repeated twice, if instead of having a Parsha Psucha, Parsha Stuma, if instead of having the proper sections set out as they should be, they're not, so then you would require to take out another Sefer Torah instantaneously. Sif Gimel Nimsa was discovered. If it was discovered shenidbak ois lois, that a letter was touching another letter, imnir if it seems shenidbak la'achir aksiva, that they became connected after the Sefer Torah was already written, kosher, so then that Sefer Torah is kosher. Note 15, for instance, if what connects the letters clearly fell upon them after they were written, like a drop of ink fell on the Sefer Torah after the Sefer Torah was written, so then it is kosher. It's certainly fit for use. Obviously, it's better to get a different Sefer Torah, but it is fit for use. You do not have to replace it right now. Kol shalai nishtanu tzuras ha'oisias, provide the letters have not changed form. If the letter retains its form despite being connected to another letter, the Sefer Torah is kosher, does not have to be replaced. Aval, however, im nirash nidvakein, if it seems that it became connected, so b'shas k'siva, while the Sefer was writing the Torah, azay yesh chelek, then the law depends on the exact situation. Shim nidvakein, for if it became connected in this way, koidim shenigmar, is before the letter was completed, kigay nun pshuta, let's say, for example, it was a nun, the straight nun. We call nun pshuta, that is the end of the word, nun, so you have a big nun, and you have the nun pshuta shenidbak be'emtzi, so that was connected within its body, beregel tuf, to the protruding foot of a tuf, which was right next to it, the kadayim, and the like, posel, the Sefer Torah is posel. Elisha b'chol yachel ligro sham, however, if it's during the week, a person can scrape in that spot, la freedom, to separate the two letters. Amazing. Aval im hadibuk nasa, but if the letters became connected, be gemar hois, instead of in the middle of a nun, it would seem to be connected to a tuf, but rather it was the end of a letter. For example, in note 21, it says, if a vav followed the tuf, so you have a tuf and then a vav, and they became connected. Now the bottom of the vav and the bottom of the tuf are connected, as described above. The connection was formed after they were already, after there already was a completed vav, as the vav was of requisite length before it touched the tuf. This is not considered an absolute invalidation, and one may continue reading from the Sefer Torah. Okay, let's continue. Aval im hadibuk nasa, but if the letters became connected, bigmarois, the end of the letter, yesh lahachshir, the Sefer Torah can be deemed kosher. The ein strichen lohitzi Sefer Torah acheres, you do not have to take another Sefer Torah. So again, if you had an endonun, that in the middle of the endonun, it's stuck to a tuf, so then that is going to be puzzle. You can scratch it off, but that's going to be puzzle. But if it's connected at the bottom of the letter, then that is not going to be puzzle. And note 20, it says earlier, by scraping away the ink that connects the two letters, he removes the invalidation. Since each letter is properly spaced, the Sefer Torah is fit for use. This can be done at the time the invalidation is discovered. They can then proceed, and the Sefer Torah is now valid. Obviously, if they did not do so, they cannot use that Sefer Torah until they do so. Sif Dalet. Continuing talking about halachas of Safras, which people don't know. Nimtza ois shehifsid tzurasa, if a letter in the Sefer Torah was found to have lost its proper form. Bein shahya kein, regardless of whether it was so mitchilas haksiva, when the Sefer had originally written it, bein shenaza achagach, or it became so afterwards, aydeneka, because there was a hole that was made in that spot of the parchment, making the letter look different. Pasal of the Sefer Torah is pasal. Aval im nimtza nekav, however, if the puncture was found toich ois, within the area of the letter, or immediately on the outside of the letter, so that the letter is still retaining its form, it looks exactly as it should, except that it's not surrounded by parchment. You look at a letter, so normally you'd have parchment all the way around that letter. But in this case, there's a hole in one of those areas around the letter, but it's seen that this hole, this puncture, was done after the Sefer Torah was written. The Sefer Torah is still kosher, since at the time of the writing, the letter was surrounded by parchment. Now, this is probably difficult to tell when this happened to the Sefer Torah. Okay, a person would have to be very perceptive. If the ink flaked off one a letter, the inner shachar kuroy, and it's not properly black, pasul the Sefer Torah becomes pasul in that way. Another psul of the Sefer Torah. Sif, hey, im yesh safik, if there is an uncertainty, be'ez ha'ayis, regarding a letter, shema ein tzurasa alea, that perhaps it has not retained its form, you're not sure. Samarin, you show it, latinek she'ena le'chachem v'le'tipish, to a child who is neither unusually bright, nor unusually not bread, nor unusually simple. How you know that is to say, she'ena mevis an inmin, he doesn't really chap what's going on, but he doesn't know how to read aleph beis. An aleph beis yingle, you take him over and you bring him to the Sefer Torah. Im kair karoi, if he can read it properly, kasher, the Sefer Torah is kosher. Vim lav psula, and if he cannot read it properly, then the Sefer Torah is not kosher. Vim atinoikas mechulokin, if several children were divided, there's machlokas between the little kindalach, and you asked one, this one, I'm not so sure. So then, holochin achar, you found the majority of the aleph beis ingalach, ledavademus. That's from the Sefer ledavademus. Vedavka kishonu misupokin. However, it's only when we're not sure, my latinok, that's when the children's judgment helps. Mishum de oz, because then, it's only the children only being used to reveal a fact. Avol im onu royim. However, if we see she'ena oyis kel chase, that the letter is totally not as it should be. And similarly, im nifsiku yudei ha'aleph or yudei ha'ayin v'ashin v'ragli ha'tav. If the yudin of an aleph, right, the aleph is made with two yuds, or the yudin of an ayin, which is made with one yud, and a shin, also another two yuds there, or the leg of the tav are separated, b'kadayim and the like, pasul sefer Torah is invalid. Af b'shatina kari yosei, even though the child says, oh, I can tell it's a tav, it doesn't make a difference. In our case, kevin she'enin royis, for our own ISC, in the letter was not written properly. So again, we only use a child if we're unsure, and also we're only unsure whether it's invalid. Sif vav kishemar latinek, when you show a letter to a child to see whether he can read it or not, you're not required to cover before the letters that follow that, or the letter that you're trying to see whether it's accurate. But you should block the letters that precede it. Noigin lachasis, we have the customer is to block it. Because he might be able to figure out based on context what that letter was. If the letter was broken by a hole in the parchment, and part of it remained beneath the puncture, we are unsure whether the part of the letter that's above the puncture is the required size. Let's say you have a letter vav, and you're not sure if it's long enough to be a vav, or it's a yud, or ending on, you're required to cover the part that's below that hole before you show it to the child. Because the child, when he looks at it, will include it all together, and through the context, once again, he'll figure out what letter it is, and we're trying to just see whether he can answer the question. In truth, it's not to be included because that's not part of the letter, because there is a hole in the ksav. Similarly, if the ink flaked off part of a letter, and a little bit of the impression is still there, you're required to cover that part, so the child should not include it when he's determining whether that is indeed a letter. So again, I've actually seen this once, but they brought a child to check the tire to see whether it is indeed valid or not, and that would be required if they are not sure if it's halachically invalid. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.